Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Monday morning, April 27th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Mission IR News Breaks. Greenland Energy Company signs agreement with Halliburton for 2026 Jameson Land Basin drilling campaign. Greenland Energy Company has signed an agreement with Halliburton for its 2026 onshore drilling campaign in the Jameson Asai Land Basin. The agreement includes planning, coordination, handling, and transportation of equipment, services, and goods, forming a key part of the company's Arctic operations strategy. This collaboration follows prior agreements with Stampede Drilling and Desganis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. cancels 1.68 billion shares of its common stock, reducing the outstanding shares by 56%. The shares have been returned to the Treasury and are no longer issued. This move is part of the company's efforts to strengthen its capital structure and enhance long-term shareholder value.
Hudson Valley homeowners urged to schedule a C maintenance before summer. Hudson Valley homeowners are being advised to schedule air conditioning maintenance before the summer heat hits. HVAC professionals recommend getting AC tune-ups now to avoid emergency service calls during the first heat wave. Neglecting maintenance can lead to decreased efficiency and higher energy costs. Royal Class Service, a new Windsor-based contractor, suggests completing tune-ups in April or May to ensure systems are operating at peak performance.
One-third of global food supply at risk, says PA honey producer. One-third of the global food supply is at risk, according to PA honey producer Huckleby Farms. Their Earth Day 2026 campaign aims to raise awareness about the decline of bee populations. With beekeepers in the U.S. losing 48% of managed colonies in a year, the farm urges consumers to support sustainable beekeeping practices by choosing products from small-batch producers. Learn more at Huckleberry for Farmers Carbon Grains, Farmers Peach. That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.